More than 1.2 million Pennsylvanians downloaded the app, but the state health department says it's no longer a critical tool. Dan Lopresti, a professor of computer science and engineering at Lehigh University, disagrees. He says the tech is worthwhile.
Given the havoc that COVID wreaked on our society, anything that can save hundreds, thousands of people from being infected or even dying is significant.
Lopresti says app features like data on COVID infections and vaccination locations could be expanded upon. He also says the tech could be used to inform the public about flu cases.
This technology could have multiple uses beyond, you know, the original intention, which was COVID.
The app will stop operating on July 27th. Megan Frank, WLVR News.